Serve him, rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taking care of. He's a little slow, but he got it.
I think he's having a good day today.
Oh, good for him.
I think he's having a good day today. From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom Joyner, good morning. We are simulcasting Tom Joyner Morning Show and TV One as well. So you're right, great day. Houston, Texas won. Texas A&M Aggies won. And the Cowboys lost. A glorious day.
glorious.
Let me give a shout out to First Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Tom. I spoke there on Saturday. All the folks in Chicago had a great time there as well. Tom, let's get right to it. This election, of course, polls are tightening all across the country. Hillary Clinton's lead shrinking against Donald Trump. If you look at the ABC Washington Post poll, voter preference, Clinton 46%, Trump 41%. Gary Johnson doesn't know about Aleppo, is at 9%. And Jill Stein, of course, with the Green Party, is at 2%. But the issue, though, is what is happening in the various states. And when it comes to those various states poll, some polls show Clinton is up by 2 points in the margin of error in Florida. She's up in North Carolina. It's tight in New Hampshire. Trump is up in Georgia by only a couple of points, and also Arizona. But the real question, what does this mean for black folks? What must Hillary Clinton do to ensure she's getting turnout of the Obama coalition? We're joined by Cornell Belcher, a top pollster who joins us right now. Cornell, what's up?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Very cute suit you got on. All right, then. So let's. Tom, my Lord, for the see this suit. It's like somebody
suit?
From England. I mean, J. Anthony Brown,
suit?
Lord.
Cute.
Jay,
if you saw this suit, you will see exactly why I called it cute. All right. So Cornell, you released a recent poll where you talked about there's some ambivalence of Hillary Clinton among young black voters.
Yeah, actually, the poll was leaked, Roland. I didn't release it.
Okay.
You don't want to see your poll in the New York Times cover. But yeah, and I think what the problem is, and you see that number 93% supporting her, it isn't actually so much about the percentage of support for Hillary Clinton as it is the coalition, right? So John Kerry did well among African Americans. African Americans disliked George Bush a great deal, but African Americans weren't the most likely voter in that electorate at that point. So you're talking about the expanding of the electorate. What we were able to do with the Obama campaign was actually grow the electorate. We got 43% of the white vote, the same as John Kerry did, but we won a majority. That was based off of increasing the percentage of African American votes, so that a state like Ohio, which was 12 or 13% under John Kerry, became 15%, and we won that, and we got 141,000 black votes out of Ohio than John Kerry did. And remember, Roland, we didn't win Ohio by a great deal, and John Kerry lost Ohio by, 100,000 or so votes.
In 2008, Obama wins North Carolina by 14,100 votes because of the intensity of black turnout.
That expansion of the African-American electorate, which disproportionately are younger voters. Now, we talk a lot about the millennials, but the millennials are key to this. When younger voters are a large proportion of the electorate than our senior voters, you know, Democrats tend to do very well. In the off year in 2010 and 2014, you saw seniors make up a large proportion of the electorate, and then Obama coalition sort of stepped back. And if they step back this time around, because right now in the ABC poll, it's not like she's doing better among white voters than Barack Obama did. She's what, 36-37%. We got 38% in 2012. I think it's fool's gold to think that she's going to do dramatically better among white voters,
even though
Barack Obama did, even though they make a big deal of her doing better among college educated. And the aggregate is still about the same.
Let's get to money, because here's the reality. The Clinton campaign is being aggressive in spending money, trying to flip Republican white women. Many others say, look, you better ensure you are properly investing for black folks, because you're spending a lot more time and energy trying to flip a conservative white woman when your money might be better served trying to ensure massive black, Hispanic, young voter turnout.
Do they get it yet?
I can't answer. I can't question.
No, he can't answer this. Let me answer this, Sybil. I've talked to folks who have been talking to the Clinton campaign, even this weekend. Mm-hmm. No, they don't get it. Cornell, go ahead.
Well, I would say that the resources have to be put there in order to keep this electorate expanded. However, Roland, at the same time, I'm tired of us going and begging the campaigns to do this. It's time for us to have our own PACs and our own sort of funding mechanisms, so that we can turn out African Americans around the issues that are important to us and hold these elected officials accountable. When you talk to young voters, that's what they want. More so than the idea that we're going to fall in love with another candidate, we need to fall in love with our issues and hold these elected officials accountable for coming to us and taking on our issues.
We're rolling.
Roland, we're 8 weeks out. We're 8 weeks tomorrow out. What is the bottom line in terms of getting them to recognize this before the registration deadline is up, especially for these millennials?
Cornell?
If you want the police to stop beating you around the head and shooting you in the streets in your communities, you have to exercise your political power. You know, Barack Obama's president of the United States because of black power. Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. If you want to stop what's happening in your community, you want to change what's happening in your community, exercise your power and hold these elected officials accountable. You cannot step back from the poll. You got to keep it going.
Roland, Jay was at a club and there was an unofficial poll done at the club. Play, are you there?
They were asking who's going to vote for Donald Trump, and nobody applauded. They asked who's going to vote for Hillary Clinton, and he said it was crickets.
and then asked who wished that you could have another term
for Obama,
and the crowd went wild. Now, I know there's nothing scientific about that poll, but that says something.
especially to a pollster. Yeah.
But it does say something. But again, we've got to stop acting like we're it's all about Hillary Clinton. No, it's about us and our issues in our community. So go out and vote. Even if you're not in love with Hillary Clinton, you better be in love with holding these elected officials accountable. So get out there and vote to hold these elected officials accountable.
But here's the question: have you though heard those? If what you're saying, have you heard that ad on black radio? Have you seen those ads on television? Because that's how you make the argument. So for instance, I'm trying to figure out why the Hillary Clinton campaign hasn't brought out the Central Park Five to say, hey, if Donald Trump had his way, we would have gotten the death penalty, even though we were later exonerated.
I got to think some of it's coming, and some of it from the outside.
And the reason I'm raising that point, because as Sybil just said, early voting is critical. We see North Carolina, where the federal court said they had a laser-like focus on targeting black voters because black folks turned out in the first week of early voting and on Sundays. Half of the counties in North Carolina, 23 in 2012, now slashed to 12 voting on Sunday. And so there's going to have to be an even more effort to ensure our folks are turning out.
But it starts with the campaign, but also the party, but also outside groups. And it starts on shows like this with you and your panel. Sort of, even if you're not for Hillary Clinton, even my Republican brothers on the other side are not for Hillary Clinton. They've got to be for black power and for us being able to change what's going on in our communities.
Tom?
Cornell, you and your cute little suit have some work to do because it's really... just saying that, just talking the talk is not enough, and her people are not getting the message.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I guarantee they're going to hear this damn show. And I advise them to put some money behind a black effort because they need a surge of black voters. 2.4% increase for Obama in Ohio in 2012. That's how he won the state.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Good job, Roland.
Tom, Simba J, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Roland. Thanks, Cornell.
25 past the hour.